Continuing on today with the Gemara and Erevin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So we're talking about when you can apply Yisuf Lechem Kor on the edges of a Mavui to make it to allow you to carry within it. So Amar B'Nachman Nachtinan Ezu Mavui Shnitar Lechem Bekora Kol Shorko Yoter Lerochpo Batim Echaser Ptukol Tocho Ezu Yichaser She'enon Yoter Lechem Bekora Elo Bepas Arba Kol Shmirba. Roman says, the tradition states that which mavui you're allowed to use lechem korah to fix. That's only when it is longer than it is wide, and there are houses and courtyards open up into it. And which is a chatzer that a lechem korah will not work, but you'd have to use a piece of wood, a board of four tzachim. That's when if it's square, because then it's not considered to be a mavoi, it's more considered to be a courtyard, therefore it's square. Rabat in a gulo. Wait, so is it only a case of a square? What about if it's circular? Halikamar. Iorka yoter al rochba habe le mavoi. Brother, this is what it means to say. That if it's longer than it is wide, it's considered to be a mavoi. Mavoi, umavoi, belechi ukora sagi. Below habe le chaser. So if it's longer than it is wide, that's the definition of a mavoi. On the other hand, if it's not a mavoi, then it's called a chatzer. A comma. So how big is it? So how much is the difference between the length and the width? So sever Shmuel Meimar Adika Pishnaim Barachba. So how much is that? So Shmuel says it has to be two times as long as it is wide. Amar Le Rav Hachi Amar Chavivi Afilu Mashu. So Rav says I heard from Chavivi, my uncle. That actually any amount, as long as it's longer than it is wide. Yeshua Bishmael Amar, Talmid Echad. Arikiva Omer, Alzev Zenach. Right, so this basically, we're going back to the Mishnah now. Machloka between question about what the dispute was between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And when about an alleyway that's narrow. So, right. So, whether it's if it's four, does it need one or does it not need one? So, Rabbi Kiva hind Tanakama. So isn't Rabbi Kiva the same as Tanakama? Ikebenayu derbachlay b'itama Rabbi Yechia lo masayme. So there's an argument whether the question is was it said there brachlay or said Rabbi Yechia, whether or not that if it's four pan breasts. Why? You don't need to fix anything because it's considered to be lavud. However, we're not entirely sure, so therefore you can't determine what it is. Tanya Amar Yekiva, Lo Amar Yishmael Devarze, Ella Oto Talmid Amar Devarze, Halacha Koto Talmid. So Yekiva said Yishmael did not state this. Rather, it was stated by a student who stated it on his own, and that was according to the student, not according to Yishmael. Hagubakasha, Amar Lo Amar Bishmal the Marza. You didn't say the Rishmal didn't say it. Alma late Hilchatak Fatev Hadar Martak the Talmud. Wait, so if the Talmud made a mistake and said the wrong thing, and it's not the opinion of the Rabbi, then why is Allah like that Talmud? Amar Yud, Amar Shmuel, Lo Amar Rikiva, Allah did, Ba Talmud did. So Rabbi said, no, he only said it to sharpen the minds of the students, i.e., he was encouraging them to say they had their own opinions to say it, but not that he actually thought Allah would like the Talmud over the Rishmal. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar near Ian Itmar. So Raman says otherwise it says that the opinion of the Talmud made sense. So since it's reasonable, does that mean that you could accept it? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Kol Makom Sha'ata Motzei Mishum Rishmal Amar Talmid Echad Levnei Rabbi Kiva Enu Ela Rabbi Meir Hashimish Rabbi Yishmael Ben Rabbi Kiva. So if we say that whenever we use a term of the Talmud, that means that Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmud Echad Rabbi Kiva, so because that the name of Rabbi Yishmael, a certain Talmud told this Rabbi Kiva, so that Talmud is Rabbi Meir, because he served both and was a servant of both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, the Linden Raisa, Amar Rabbi Meir, Shaiti Eitzel Rabbi Yishmael, Haiti Meitil Kan Kedom Matel Chadio. So, as Rameir says, when I was by Rabbi Yishmael, I used to add iron sulfate kankantom into the ink when I wrote Torah scrolls, and he didn't say anything. So now the Gemara is giving a reverse of the story, where he used to do something by Rabbi Akiva, he didn't get corrected. Then when he came from Ishmael, and then he did this, and then he asked him, "What's your job?" And he said that I'm a scribe. So and then Rabbi Shmuel then asked God, so that he said, he's right. Be careful with your work, because your work is the work of heaven. And maybe if one mistake, either one less letter, one too many letters, it's as if you destroyed the whole world. So, Amartilo, Davarachad Yeshli, Vikangatom Shmuel. I have something called Kangatom, iron sulfate. Shani Matil, Dokhdio. They used to put into the ink. Amarli, Vikimatlin Kangatom Dokhdio. And he said, wait, you're putting in there? You can't do that, because if you add the iron sulfate to it, you can't erase it anymore. So therefore, you can't use that. Because we learned that it has to be erasable, as learned in the Parsha Sota. So my comment, what did Shmuel say to Meir? And what is he answering? Like, what does this mean? Can you or can't he? How's the karma? That's what I meant to say. So the question wasn't really about whether or not there's letters or whether you spell a letter in full or in short, right? Because because you knew that already. Ella afilu mechash azuv nami. Rather, even in regards to the concern that a fly might come on and lie down the parchment, Dilmati Biyativ Atage de Dalit Umachik Lay Moshavile Reish. So maybe he's worried that if he wrote the Dalit and then it was blotted out, then a fly might come and land on the crown and blot it out, render from a Dalit to a Reish. So he's saying that I'm not concerned, because why not? Since I add that to it, there's no worry. I don't have to worry anymore of a fly coming in and smudging it. Wait, so this is a problem, because then the question is, who do you serve first? Did Rabbi Meir serve Rabbi Akiva first, or Rabbi Shmuel first? And who's the one who said that it is problematic? Was that Rabbi Akiva, or was it Rabbi Yehuda? So we can solve the problem of the order, because maybe Rabbi Meir initially came and served for Rabbi Akiva. And since he didn't understand Rabbi Akiva, he then went to Rabbi Shmuel and studied tradition from him, and afterwards he went to learn Rabbi Akiva and said logical analysis. Basically, he went Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and then Rabbi Akiva, learning different things each time, because initially Rabbi Akiva was too complex. We had to go back to learn the basics of Rabbi Shmuel before you understand Rabbi Akiva's teaching. Ella Asper Kasha. So then what about whether Rabbi Akiva prohibited or Rabbi Shmuel prohibited it? That's the problem. So Kasha, you're right, it's a problem. Tanya, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Rabbi Meir, Haya Omer, Lakol, Matelin, Kakatom, Tafadio, Chutmi, Parashat Sota. So, we have a bright name of Rabbi Huda, and the name of Rabbi Meir, that you can always add Kakatom, iron sulfate, into ink, Chutmi, Parashat Sota, except for the Parashat Sota, that has to be able to be erased. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Mishmael, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, Mishmael, Chutmi, Parashat Sota, Shem Mikdash. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, only the parsha of the Sota used to write in the base of Mikdash. But in general, there's no problem writing with iron sulfate makes into thing. Why Benai? What's the difference? Amar Yehuda, Limchok, La, Minatora, Ika Benai. The question is, whether or not, if the Machok is, you're allowed to erase the passage of Sota from the Torah, or is the only thing you're allowed to erase the passage of the Torah about Sota in the context of when you're testing the Sota and the Sota waters? Hanitanai, Ki Hanitanai. And these Tanaim argue with those, but at the same time, but at the same time, I dispute in both cases. That the Tanya, a Megillah Tak Sheirah Lashkot Basota Acharet. That this Megillah Sota is only good for this Sota and another one. Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshia Amar Megillah Tak Sheirah Lashkot Basota Acharet. Whereas Rabbi Achai says, this the water prepared for this, so this scroll is okay for this one or another one. It's not written for a particular sota, it's written generally. So similarly for Torah, you don't write for a specific person, it's a general one. Some are Papa Dilma Lovi, maybe this is not the correct. Akalokama Tanakama Hata Melakivanda Intik Lushum Rachel Chua Dramitika Lushumaya Avakamitora Disamiktova Hakinami Mechakina. No. So maybe they're saying that it's different because for this scroll right for sota, it's originally intended for only one woman. For instance, let's say for Rachel, and it can't be designated, it's for Leah instead. But the Torah is written innocently written. So therefore, it would not be disqualified for one or the other. So, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Dilma, lo, you mean this is the case, Adkan, Lokama, Rabbi Achai, Bar Yoshia, Hatam, Ela, De'ichtiv, Miat, Lashum, Sota, Ba'olam. Abal, Gami Torah, De'hitla, De'hitla, Mi'ktiva, Hakinami, Dilma, Machakina. So, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says maybe this isn't the case. Rather, until this point, what Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshia said there is saying that if it was written the same of a sota in this world, then that's sufficient. However, in the case of the Sefer Torah is written for study, there too, he would say that you don't erase it. The late later Meir Achai Bar Yoshia non katav get the garish lishto. Ben Iro Obamar Shimchakish Miyav Shimchakish. So we're saying, is this really the case? Because we have a parallel case by Gittin that if somebody had written a get to divorce his wife, and then he decides he doesn't want to, and somebody else in the city says, my name is yours, my wife's name is yours, name. So let me use it to divorce the wife. We say it's no good for using for Yerushin. Okay, Hash is really the same thing. By Gittin it says, Chatav la kati b'inam kivashma. By Gittin, you need to write the divorce paper, the get, specifically for that woman. Ha'acha, but by our case, v'asala, kiv, b'ina, nasiya l'shma, asiya dida, machigahi. Right? So rather, but by our case, of sota, as in v'asala means, it means that you could have done it. It says, v'asala, you'll do it for her. Therefore, you're going to perform it her name. And in this case, the performance isn't the writing, rather, it's the erasing. However, the scroll for the sota, does not need to be written in her name. Amar b'yachah bar chanina galui v'duah l'fnei mish amar v'haya ha'olam sh'ein b'dorosh rabbi meir k'moto y'bnei ma'lo kavu alach k'moto. So Rav Yochanan bar chanina said that basically it's clear to God that nobody was greater than rabbi meir. So then why is it that halacha is not like rabbi meir? In every case, because the problem is that his friends didn't understand his sorrows. They couldn't understand his thought process. So he would say about what would he used to do? He used to say talk about something that's tameh in Kol Tahor, and explain why, and then he'd say on the something that's tahor or last tamei, and he would explain why. But they were unable to distinguish why the kids were different. Tana, Rabbi Lo Rabbi Meir Shmo Ella Rabbi Nohorai Shmo. Rabbi Meir didn't really be Meir, but Rabbi Nohorai. Lo Rabbi Krashmo Rabbi Meir. Why is the name called Rabbi Meir? He was visually in Nohorai. So Shehu Meir and Chachamim Balacha, because he used to enlighten the Chachamim in Halacha. Lo Nohorai Shmo Ella Rabbi Nechemi Shmo. Isn't that really Nohorai? His name is really Rabbi Nechemi. Why was he then called Narai? Shaman here and Chamim Malacha, because he enlightens the name of the sages of Malacha. Okay, you could translate Meir as illuminating and Nahorai as enlightening already a different thing, but both with the same that he was enlightened. So Amar Rabbi, Hai de Machadadna, Machavre de Chazite, Rimeir out Machare, Vilu Khazita Mikame, Habu Machad Machadana Tve, Defiva you and Akara Otet Morecha. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, the fact that I am sharper than my friends is because I so remain from behind, i.e. I was a student, and if I had seen him from the front, I would have been even more sharp, as is written, your eyes should see your teacher, see the faces of one teacher increase understanding even further. Amar Yavah, Amar Yochanan, Tamid Haya Lola Rimeir Vesumchus Shmo, the name of Yochanan, that Rimeir the Talmud named Sumchus, Haya Omer Al Kol Davar V'Davar Shel Tuma Abraim Shmona Tamid Tuma, who's doing in this Tamid 48 reasons, Al Kol Davar and for anything that is Benisahor, he'd also give 48 reasons in support of it. Tana, Tami Batik, Hayab Yavnash, Hayab Taher, the Sheriff, the Mayav Hamashim Tami. So the Bright Tata, there's one distinguished disciple Yavna who was Matar, the Sheriff, 150 reasons. Amar Ravina, Ani Adon Matarainu. Rabbi Ravina said, I will do so. Manachash Mimit, Umar Gav Tumah. Just like Inachash kills and increases Tumah, Tahor, it itself is Tahor. I've touched a dead snake, you're not Tame. A Sheret, Shinam Mimit, Umar Gav Tumah, local Shkin. So a Sheret, a creepy animal that does not kill anybody, of course it wouldn't be Tame. Lohi, Masakot, Balmakavid. Right? This is not a valid argument. Rather, right. That's not really true because a snake is like a thorn. So therefore, right. For instance, let's say a thorn that does the same act isn't considered ritually impure. So therefore, you can't say that a snake, which only basically the injury that it causes is similar to a thorn, also is not killing anybody. Meaning, it potentially can. So you can compare them. So it's not about kalachomer. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Amar Shmuel, Shalosh Anim Nechaku Beit Sham Beit Hillel, Halo Amrim Halakamotenu, Halo Amrim Halakamotenu. So Rabbi Abba named Rabbi Shmuel says, for 3 years, Beit Sham and Beit Hillel were arguing, each of them saying lechas like them. Yatzabakal V'amra Elu V'elu Devreling V'ayim Halakamotenu Beit Hillel. And then a voice sounded out from heaven, stating that these are the words of the living God. But halakha is like Beit Hillel. And since they're both considered to be the words of the living God, they're both words of the living God, then why is halakha like Beit Hillel? So why did Lachan end up being like Beit Hillel as opposed to Beit Shammai? It's because they were agreeable and forbearing. They were very polite when they would do it. They would teach both their statements and that of Beit Shammai. And the more so they would show respect to the opinions of Beit Shammai by putting their opinion first. Both of Shaninu. And we see this in this case, in this Mishnah. Mishahai Rosha Varuba Vasukav Shahanov Tachabayat, somebody who has the majority of his head by majority body in the Sukkah, but the table was in his house. Beit Shammai goes slim, Beit Hillel Makshirin. Beit Shammai says no good, Beit Hillel says it works. I'm ready, hello, Beit Shammai. Okachaya Maasa, said that was not the case. Once that Shahalso is nicknamed Beit Shammai, nicknamed Beit Hillel, Lakir, Ahmed Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Chachoranit, and Sa'u Yoshev, Roshav, Rabbi Bazukav, Shachonov, and Dachabayat. So it's not the case that once the elders of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Choranit, and they found that he was sitting with his head, most of his body in the Sukkah, but his table was in the house. Amru lahan Beit Shammai, E Misham Raya, Avhen, Amru Lo, Imkachi Tahang, Lo Kiyamta, Mitzvah, Sukhamecha. So the response being is that if that case really happened like that, so what we definitely said back then is They would have told Rabbi Yochanan that if you have always been doing eating your sukkah this way, you have never been fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your entirety of your life. Okay, so that's an example where Beit Hillel is teaching Beit Shammai's opinions first. This is a teacher, whoever makes himself lower and humbles himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise him up, and whoever raises himself up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will humble him. Whoever chases after greatness, greatness will escape him. Those who run away from greatness, greatness will follow them. So, a similar contrast. We have anyone who attempts to force the moment, the moment will force him to, i.e., it won't work. However, if somebody's patient and lets for the time to be right, then it'll be successful because the time will allow him to have work. Things have worked. Tanur Rabbanan. So we stated in the Brita that for 2.5 years, Hashem and Hillel had an argument. The question is man better off having been created? As one opinion, one is saying that man is better off never having existed. Another one is saying that man is better off for having been created. So ultimately they counted and they concluded that Noach lo adam shelo nivra yoter mishenivra achshav shenivra yoshech masa. So then they asked around, they did the numbers of people were the drash, and they discovered that better to the person who was never created more than the person who was created. But since you've already been created, you should be careful and examine your actions. Either he should examine or he should scrutinize very intensely. Okay, so that's it for today. And tomorrow we will continue with the Mishnah on the bottom of the Gimel Amud Bet.